For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump reportedly tried to order the Justice Department to take aim at two of his political rivals, calling for the prosecution of Hillary Clinton and fired FBI Director James Comey. Reporter Maggie Haberman with the New York Times.
He made clear to the White House counsel's office he wanted this done. Don McGahn, then the White House counsel, made clear that there were a range of negative outcomes that could face him if he went ahead with that, including, but not necessarily limited to, impeachment.
The president said his homework in the Russia probe is finished.
Sure. The written answers to the witch hunt that's been going on forever. No collusion, no nothing. Finished them yesterday. The lawyers have them.
The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the written answers have been turned over to Robert Mueller's team. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Federal health officials are once again telling people to stay away from romaine lettuce because it may be contaminated with E. coli. The CDC's Tom Skinner says if you don't know if it's romaine or not, don't eat it.
So this is the whole romaine, hearts of romaine, salads with romaine lettuce in it, anything with romaine we're asking them to throw out.
32 cases have been confirmed in 11 states, and more than a dozen have ended up in the hospital. After an outbreak of E. coli found in romaine lettuce last spring, safeguards were put into place. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the White House, USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
Tis the sound of the season. President Trump and First Lady Melania kicking off the holidays as the White House Christmas tree delivered to D.C. The president pointing to the tree and giving it a thumbs up. The tree north of 19 feet from a tree farm in North Carolina.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A far-right organization is being labeled as a hate group by authorities. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A report from law enforcement in the state of Washington says the group known as Proud Boys is designated, quote, with ties to white nationalism. The report says the FBI is warning law enforcement that the Proud Boys are actively recruiting in the Pacific Northwest in particular. The group, largely defined by misogyny and racism, is known for inciting violence at political rallies. The group's leader, Gavin McInnes, insists that the Proud Boys are not white nationalist or alt-right, but the Southern Poverty Law Center also has them listed as a hate group. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Georgia's governor-elect is speaking out about accusations of voter suppression. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Georgia's Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams is still out there saying that the Georgia election for governor was not free or fair. Without proof, Abrams is making claims of voter suppression in Georgia. Her Republican opponent, Governor-elect Brian Kemp, joins Fox News and says there's nothing wrong with the elections in Georgia.
It's unfair for her to blame, especially local elections officials that are following the law when it comes to these things for registration, how things are conducted on election day. In Georgia, we have secure, accessible, fair elections.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.